Hello and welcome to Arrows and Lattes. I'm Lucy Brummett and this is episode 24, Creating a New Story and Finding Joy Despite the Hard Things. Here I am in 2023. It's May 29th, Memorial Day. I have to acknowledge that because it's important and we remember everyone that served. But what I'd like to talk about today is when you're going through things in life, you get circumstances that you didn't ask for, that you probably didn't even prepare for. You get blindsided, things like that. It happens to the best of us. But what I'm here to tell you is that whatever you're going through right now, believe me that whatever you're going through, you actually get to grow through it. And I remember the other day I was, you know, in my moment of prayer and being thankful for everything I've gone through and everything I get to get through, but I'm also growing through it. And I think it's important to look at those circumstances in your life and ask yourself, well, what am I learning from this? And what valuable lesson am I supposed to take away from it? And a lot of the times when you're in the midst of so many horrible or sad things in life, whether it's a job loss, an illness, a marriage, you know, that is no longer in motion, so to speak, or you lost the love of your life from a breakup, whatever it is for you, these are things that are part of being human, unfortunately. Nobody likes them. Everybody wants to skip around those moments and say, no, it will never happen to me. Whatever it is, it could be anything for anyone, but put yourself in that space. And ask yourself, is it really worth the misery of reliving, rehashing things up in your head, having those narratives that really don't serve a purpose? Ask yourself, is it really helping you? Because your time is valuable at the end of the day. I know my time is definitely valuable. And I'm just as guilty as anyone else, you know, in thinking of something that didn't work out or a disappointment that I've had in my life that just made me feel bad. It made me feel worthless. It made me feel rejected. It made me feel like I wasn't enough. And so often we hear that a lot. You'll either hear it on a podcast, hear it on some show or an interview. And that topic is out there about you. And if you feel like you're enough, if you feel that you're worthy of all these things, and I can tell you right now, you most definitely are worth it every single day. But so often we get stuck in our circumstances that it really hinders us from moving forward in life. And can you imagine just for a minute, if you took away those moments of trials and tribulations for a moment and put yourself in a different space, what if for one day, you could put those thoughts and narratives that are in your head and just shut them down and say, you know what? Not today. I'm not going to relive anything. I'm not going to play this scene in my head. Not today. What if instead you took time for yourself and said, you know what? I am worth it. My time is valuable. I want to live life joyfully and create the happiness that I deserve. What would that look like for you? Think about it for a moment. Because I like to think of life circumstances that we relive in our mind as a broken record. It's up to you to turn that record off and just say, not today. Maybe it's time to listen to some other music, so to speak, or listen to another story or tell yourself a new story. How about creating a new story for your life instead of one that just has you feeling miserable? Because as hard as it is to go through these circumstances, it's even harder having to replay something that you just have no desire of replaying. So I think it's really important to assess where you are right now in life. Look at the people around you. Look at the life that you're living right now in the moment. And without worrying about what's coming up out tomorrow or what's coming up in the future, not that those things aren't important. There's a time and a place for that. But what if today you could just say, you know what? I am not going down that road again. I am not going to even waste my time and energy on nonsense. Because I tell you, there are people out there in the world that would love more than anything to just create that space of misery for you and just keep you stuck. So instead of being in that place, why not think about what you can look forward to doing each and every day? And that's some of the best advice I've gotten from my youngest son, who said to me, "Mom, you know, think about what you can look forward to each day. What is that one thing that would make you happy, that would make you look forward to doing something that day? What would it look like for you to think about that for a moment and do?" And he had a point. And my oldest son has, you know, kind of the same mentality and advises, pour yourself into the things that you love, the things that light up your soul and make you happy and that you want to pursue with your dreams and goals. And it's real easy for me to tell other people how to do that or encourage, I should say, not even tell, but encourage other people and inspire them to be the best that they can be. But sometimes it's really tough being your own cheerleader and even your own therapist. Let's put it out there like that, because oh my word, isn't it something when we could just advise others and just kind of guide them on their path and encourage and support them and in their endeavors and their life circumstances? Isn't it sometimes easier to be that voice for them so that they can have the courage to keep on going? Come on, let's think about that for a second. And I can just reflect on that stuff right now because it does matter. You matter. And whoever you are out there in this big space of a world, whatever it is that you're going through doesn't have to hinder you from moving forward into the things that will bring you joy. Because believe me, there are so many awesome things out there that you could enjoy right now in this moment. There's so many things you can enjoy this week. You can actually plan your day the day before and figure out more or less, you know, you can leave a little wiggle room for it to change, but just start those things. Create those morning routines, evening routines. Make time for family. Make time for friends, because that means a lot. And during these last few years, it's been really hard to get together with others, right? And now we're in a better place in the present where we can make those connections. We can feed what it is inside of us that needs feeding. Because the same way you nurture others, you have to nurture yourself. That's part of taking care of yourself. Self-care is a real thing. And I know some of the things I've enjoyed doing for myself in the past have been things like archery. I'm so happy as an adult I found that as a hobby for myself, because I was not an athletic person growing up and I was too chicken, too scared to try, too fearful. And it wasn't until being an adult that I said, you know what am I afraid of? I was more afraid of not ever trying to find something as an adult to do. And for me, it was archery, and I fell in love with it. And it's just something that I can say is mine, that I put in the work to get it done. And I remember when I first started archery, it was just so awesome because it took work. It took a lot of body strength that I did not even have. And I thought to myself, how in the world am I ever going to do this? How is this possible? And it required me to do a lot of different things that I wasn't used to doing. I remember I had to find a trainer to help me learn what to do in the gym because I wanted to do it right. And that was intimidating. It was intimidating even taking a lesson. But I did it anyway. And then other things I've enjoyed in the past are things like being creative, crafty, different things. The kind of stuff that takes you into Michael's and Joann Fabrics and Hobby Lobby, those kind of things. And I thought to myself the other day, I'm like, why did I stop doing that? Where did I think that that was okay to do and just stop? Well, I can tell you when. It happened when life circumstances hit the fan. I could say something else, but I won't. We're keeping it clean here. But I can tell you that's when I started to neglect me, myself, in the process. And it comes with a cost. When you give in to your life circumstances and you relive and rehash those things in your brain, it's like a movie in your head. And you're thinking, I could have said this, or this could have been done, or that could have been done, or this person should have done this, or they could have done that. And then you have all these question marks in your brain, and it's a waste of time, let me tell you right now. Because when life hits you, you don't have a choice in another person's decision. When there are decisions made in your life based on someone else making a decision that hurts you or disappoints you, this could be family, this could be friends, this could be a spouse, your significant other. When those things happen, they will cost you your peace. I have found that no matter what, even when you try to heal in the process, there's a price to be paid for that misery, and that price is your peace. And in order to heal completely and to keep going in life, you really have to take care of yourself first. And you have to look at the things that are going to move you toward that very next thing that will bring a smile to your face. And whatever that looks like for you, I encourage you, go do it. Go live it. Make a memory. And stop putting your energy into the wrong things. The things that drain your energy. The people that are negative. The people that have disappointed you. That sometimes they tell you what you want to hear in the moment. And then the next thing you know, you're back to square one. And it's a horrible feeling to be in that space. So why not put your energy into things that make you feel like an amazing human, like a person of worth, a person that's golden, because you are a diamond. I'm a diamond. You can be a diamond too. But if we shut down just because life came along and disappointed us with some horrible things, then that's not the way to live. And think about the minutes that you have in a day. You can do so many things with those minutes. You could do whatever you want to do. And what better way than to just put those other things aside? It doesn't mean you forget things that hurt you. You never will forget. But you can move forward in a better headspace when you start taking care of yourself first. And healing in whatever it is that you've gone through will take time. There are going to be days where certain things will trigger you for sure. And whatever it takes for you to get in a place where you can work with those triggers and understand what those triggers do, do whatever it is that you need to do for yourself to process when it's happening. Seek help when you need help. You know, there are therapists out there that can help you with your well-being, and it's an important part of your health. So if you find yourself in a place where, wow, you know, this is really hard, I don't think I could do it alone, then I encourage you, definitely seek professional help. There are individuals out there that, depending on your circumstance, are out there to help. And sometimes that might look like joining a group that, you know, includes others that have gone through something similar in your life that you have, that has, you know, could be grief. It could be like a grief group or whatever. You get the idea. But, you know, find yourself looking for ways to feel better about you. Because no one has the power to diminish your light. No one does. And sometimes, even when people have the best intentions, you don't forget how it made you feel when they disappointed you. And sometimes it's hard to recover from something like that, but it's not impossible. And in my situation, with my life circumstances, no matter what they've been in the past, I have found that the way I get through it has always been through my faith. And I'm going to be very vocal and transparent about that, because without faith for me, I would not have been able to get through some difficult life circumstances in my life. And the future is what it's going to be, whatever that looks like for me. But I know that I have the power to work on myself, work on my dreams and goals, and just keep going, because life does not stop just because things get hard in life. The only way they stop is if you stop and you just stop caring. And it's really important to hang out with loved ones and your friends and network if you're, you know, in business for yourself or you're making a product, or you're a writer, like I'm a writer too, a blogger, and whatever it is, you know, you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, mompreneur, like my good friend Linda says. You just have to think about those things and figure out whatever's happening or has happened to you in the past does not dictate where you're going to be going necessarily. Because just because something was hard in the past that you went through, it doesn't have the power to stop you from moving forward and healing and feeling better about yourself and doing things that are going to elevate you in life. So think about what that looks like for you for a minute and envision what would it look like for you to be in a place where you could just be yourself and enhance who you already are. It can look different for me. It could look different for you. But what if just for today, just for this week, you gave it all your best and said to yourself, you know what? Is this stuff, you know, encouraging me to keep on going? Is it motivating me, inspiring me to just give it all that I've got? Or are these thoughts and habits, these bad habits, depleting my energy? And that goes for people. Be careful of who you spend time with, because there are people, whether it's in the workspace, whether it's in your personal life, that will drain your energy. And for me, I'm not a big fan of negativity and negative people, because that's what ends up happening, is they do deplete your energy. And I do remember to always be kind, no matter what, because there's no reason to be any other way. And if you have a loved one or a friend that isn't supportive of what you're doing, love them from a distance. Sometimes you have to put that space in between you to be able to move forward with the things that you want to accomplish in life. And there's nothing wrong with that. Not everybody will be on board with the things that you want to do for yourself, the things that you want to do in your career, in your love life, any of those things. So you have to be your own advocate, so to speak, of your life. You have to be vocal. You have to know what your boundaries are, because yes, there's that, boundaries. And people have to respect that. And when you start doing these things and putting them into place, you're going to find that your life is going to change. So if it means that you're going to want to change the way that you look or enhance, let's say that you want to create a new lifestyle, you want to exercise, you want to be stronger, you want to be healthy, you're going to put things in a place to make that a reality. And that might start with, you know what, I'm going to get up early in the morning and do a quick workout at home or at the gym, 30 minutes or less. Maybe if you want to do more, you can. But you start off with these small steps to get you where you want to be. You might be in your prayer time, meditation. You might do yoga. You might read before you go to work. So start creating those habits that are going to elevate you, because they're out there. They're, you know, you read about them all the time. You hear other people on podcasts talking about these things. And, you know, I think we forget that it applies to us too. We're so busy listening to other people's stories that we forget our own stories are still here. And it's up to us to create a new story, a story of positivity, of being optimistic, about being hopeful for life and with life, because if we're stuck in these old narratives, it doesn't get you anywhere. It keeps you stuck. And I know I would rather be looking forward to the things I want to do each day, whatever that looks like. It could be 15 minutes of this, an hour of that, whatever it is, and actually doing something that brings me joy. And recently, what I've done is I bought an audio book on CD. Thankfully, my car has that in place. And I've been listening to that. I'm old school. I love books. I read them all the time. I listen to podcasts too. And I thought, you know what? I've never listened to an audiobook, but wouldn't it be awesome to create a new habit? So my new habit is when I'm commuting, I get to listen to it. And it's awesome. It's just such a great feeling, and it's something that I look forward to doing every day. So, you know, how beautiful is that? And at the end, like, if I want to give that away or let someone else borrow it, then I can. And I know that I did it for me. So for me, that's, you know, besides writing every day in my journal, almost every day, I should say, those are the things that I look forward to doing. And don't think that this is just going to happen overnight. It does not happen overnight, because when you create something new, a new habit, it takes time. But if you stay consistent with that, you're going to find that your life is going to be awesome. You're going to be happier. You're going to look forward to your days even more. The time that you spend with others is going to add so much value to your life that you're going to be like, oh my word, why didn't I do this sooner? What was I thinking? So to you ladies out there, or even men, but to you ladies out there that are just stuck right now and you feel like, my life is just not where I want it to be. I'm sad. I'm depressed. I'm upset. And I can't stop thinking about these things that just didn't go right. It's okay to feel. I can tell you that right now you have permission to do that, of course. If you want to cry about it, cry all you want. It's a soul cleansing, like I tell my friends and my family. That's why you're human. You're supposed to be able to feel. And sometimes we want to hide how we feel, and we put on this mask that isn't necessary, when in fact, we can just take that mask off and just show who we really are and let others see us how we are in that moment. And that's okay too. Good friends will always listen to you. Good family will always listen to you. But you have to listen to yourself. And then you have to ask yourself, do I want to replay this again another day? Am I going to put myself through this another day? And then ask yourself, if the answer is no, hopefully that you're not going to do that, then you're going to ask yourself, well, what can I do today to just feel a little bit better about me? Get a little joy in my life. How can I build that? What can I do from here? And then you're going to find yourself happier, living with joy, because now you're being intentional about what you want to create for your life. And your life is amazing. It's worth doing, and you deserve it. Thank you for listening to episode 24, Creating a New Story and Finding Joy Despite the Hard Things. For more inspiration, I invite you to visit lucybrummett.com. Again, that's lucybrummett.com for more inspiration. Until next time.